Jessica Kiger, tell me about this hybrid human-puppet collaboration. Where in the show do we see the puppets?
The puppets are really featured throughout. There's a very large Queen of the Night and large Zoroastro that you'll see, and they're operated by our young artist, who also sing the roles, which is very exciting. And then we have also spirit birds that are featured. And all of the performers operate the puppets, so they're not like marionette puppets. They are human-sized, larger-than-life puppets that really bring the show to life.
So these are not professional puppeteers. These are singers who've had to pick up some extra skills along the way. How does that work? How has that been?
Well, we did do a training exercise with John Ludwig, the artistic director of the Center for Puppetry Arts, and also our studio artist director, Brenna Corner, has had puppetry experience as well.
Gina, what puppets do you operate?
You know, when you said that I play the role of Papagena, it sounds strange to me to say that any of us play one role, because so many of us are operating everything. Like, at one point, I am a right hand for the queen, I'm a right hand for Sarastro, I'm a bird throughout the show, not just Papagena, I'm also a puppet bird. And working with John was kind of profound, actually, because you, as an opera singer, you don't get the opportunity to physicalize some of these things as you do in puppetry. And to work together in the queen as a three-person unit to make her one physical unit is quite amazing, and John was very helpful with that.
For accompaniment in these portable performances, do you bring a little orchestra along, or have a recording or a piano?
Well, our orchestra is Valerie Poole, who is our studio pianist, and she comes in and works on any of the pianos that are available to us. We also have an electric piano, just in case they don't have one at the facility, and she's our orchestra.
Do you ever go to a school and decide the piano's just not up to snuff and bring up the electric
one
for that?
Yes, we have done that. And sometimes we wished we had done that.
Jessica, from the point of view of education and outreach, about how many kids will see this version of the Magic Flute this season?
This season will reach around 17,000 kids. 6 districts, and as far as Dublin and Cobb County, we'll go to several places in Gwinnett County as well. We'll also be in Spivey Hall. So it really reaches beyond the just Atlanta area.
You must have had a chance to observe children as they watch the opera, and I'm guessing for a lot of these it's their first contact with opera at all. How do they react to the music, the story, the singing style?
Oh, it's such a blast, because it's completely different stimuli each time, which for, you know, a singing actor on the stage is exactly what you're looking for. And some of the kids are so enthusiastic that if you ask a question that's in the dialogue, they'll answer it right there in front of you. And you have to, you know, not be thrown off by that. It's pretty amazing.
One of the great things that I've observed is that when the trials happen and the fire comes out, kids all react and they say, fire, oh, it's fire. And then the water will come out and they'll say, water. And they're just so in tune to the elements and seeing the different layers of everything going on in the production. And it's wonderful to observe.
Gina, do the kids get to ask questions after you perform?
Yes. A lot of them want to know how long we've been singing. One today asked if you have to go to college to be an opera singer. I like to add at the end that if you like what you see, there are so many different ways to be involved in the opera that aren't just singing. You know, like if they love our costumes, they can work on being costume designers. And we always bring out Emily, who is our stage manager in the back. And without her, we'd get none of this done. And if you like being backstage, you can be like Emily. You know, you don't have to be in the front lines all of the time.
The Magic Flute with the Atlanta Opera, with big assistance from the Center for Puppetry Arts. 4 performances coming up this weekend at the Center for Puppetry Arts in Atlanta, in addition to all their performances in schools and so on. Details at atlantaopera.org, and look for the Magic Flute. Jessica Kiger and Gina Peregrino, thank you so much for chatting. It's been fun.
Thank you so much.